Previously on B&B and D&D.
Ken Adams, an old friend of yours, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, hired you to escort a wagonload of mining supplies to the town of Phandalin. He has big and secretive plans relating to the area, so he hired a guide slash guard for you, a ranger named Alwyn Leondon. Also, the bard in the room, Violetta Chogbort's, overheard all of this and insisted that she come along, and you let her for some reason. Gundren and his escort Sildar Hallwinter got ambushed by goblins of the Kragma tribe on their way to the town of Phandalin. You have since learned that Gundren was taken to Kragma Castle for someone called the Black Spider, but you're not sure where exactly Kragma Castle is. You did manage to find and rescue Sildar, though, and made your way to the town of Phandalin. Once there, you went to the inn, knocked out the innkeeper Toblin, and broke into his wife's bedroom. Then the guards showed up and drew their swords. Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world. Everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of it.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
I am going to persuade them. I'm going to use my power of persuasion to convince them that we mean no harm. This is just a misunderstanding. Let me roll. Here we go. Hey, we mean no trouble. We're good Samaritans trying to help. We saw a man in need, and that's all we're doing here. Oh, okay. That's a that's a seven. I rolled a seven.
Why should we believe you? We've never seen you before.
I'm a folk hero, Ken Adams. My name is known throughout the lands. Why would a famous such as myself do something horrible like this? I am known throughout all the realms for being, an okay guy.
Why is Toblin knocked out, and why is she crying in the corner in here?
Toblin sampled one of my world-famous ales, and it was a little bit too strong for him, and he just fell asleep. He's perfectly fine. And we came to explain it to this woman, who I don't know what relation she has to Toblin, but I was just trying to make sure that he got to bed safely. That's my main concern.
Then why is he still on the floor, and why is she crying in the corner?
That's a good question. It's
she
just a
doesn't know what's going on. We were trying to wake her up so she could go look after her husband because he got really drunk. He cannot hold his liquor at all. It was only one drink. It's kind of embarrassing.
They broke
it
in!
Is.
I locked the door and they're in somehow!
I saw the key. I saw the key on his butt pocket and I was just trying to put him... I was just trying to put him to bed. I'm a good Samaritan. This is a terrible misunderstanding. I'm just trying to do the right thing. Would you guys like an ale? I could make you an ale, too, right now. It'll be great.
You hear a voice over from the stairs. It looks like it's Sildar, just saying, "What is going on down here?"
So I come down the stairs as well, right behind Sildar.
Oh, no. Mom's here. We're in trouble.
What is happening down here?
What are you guys doing? I told you not to.
We were helping.
The guards are like, "What'd you tell him not to do?"
Nothing.
You told them not to do nothing.
Right. I told them to always do something.
Well, it looks like they are doing something. So Sildar takes the guards aside, and yeah, he just says, "Let me deal with this." Alwyn, you deal with them. I'll deal with the guards.
So I go over to those two and just scold them for...
All right, roll for scolding.
No. Is there a scolding thing?
Maybe intimidation.
I'm going to roll for intimidation. I got a 2 and I have minus 1.
You're like, guys, if you could just please not.
Like, why'd you have to do this? It was clearly a stupid idea.
You are half asleep right now.
I'm going to lie to Alwyn and say, we know tomorrow is, I don't know, Gundren's friend's birthday, Sildren.
Sildar Hallwinter.
Okay. We knew that tomorrow is Sildar Hallwinter's birthday, and we were just trying to, you know, if I find a gift, a card, some cake, we just wanted to throw him a surprise party.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll for deception. It is a 14.
Oh, that's believable enough, especially since she's currently in a half-asleep stupor.
Well, I guess that was nice of you, but next time, just go to bed. Nothing good happens after people are asleep.
That's true.
Well, Sildar walks back over, and I talked with the guards. I explained you're new to town. I explained that you're all a little bit slow to learn new customs. And they said they'll let you go for now, but they'll keep an eye on you while you're around town.
Okay. That seems fair enough.
Now go back up to your rooms and sleep.
I really want to know what's in there. Yeah,
we should have checked before we woke her up. That was a bad idea. I'm sorry. That's on me.
It's
dog.
It's okay, Ken.
Are you guys going to sleep? It is way past your bedtime.
Yeah, we're totally going to sleep
for real
this time.
I go up to my room, I lie down, and yes, I go to sleep super effective, guys.
It's the next morning. The sun's coming through the windows. You hear, like, you know, breakfast downstairs, and you smell meat.
I smell meat.
I wake up with birds coming through my windows and sitting and like landing on my hands like Cinderella.
Is that how you wake up every morning?
That is how I wake up every morning.
You are an elf. It works.
I wake up and immediately fall out of bed.
Again,
yes. That's my thing. I can never get out straight.
Ken Adams wakes up, gets out of bed, drags a comb across his head. He's ready for the day.
You don't have a comb, according to your sheet.
Then I comb my hair with my fingers. I just run my fingers through my hair.
Sildar knocks on all three of your doors. Come on out. Time to get going.
Okay, before we go, I think I would just like to apologize to Toblin now that he's awake.
But he's downstairs.
Okay. Hey, Violet, hey, guys, I think Alwyn should come too to help maybe smooth over our rough edges. I think we should go make things right before we leave.
Okay. Things won't get worse, right?
No, totally. It's going to be so much better.
You go downstairs, you see most of the same people you saw this morning, and they turn around and like they start clapping when they see the halfling come in.
And I start wagging my hands in excitement.
Wagging them?
And then I start doing, like, finger guns.
What are guns?
And I, like, wink at them. And I give, like, high fives as I walk through.
Oh, yeah, they're enjoying it. None of them know your name. So they're just chanting
halfling. I'm Violet at Hogwarts, guys. Remember me. And then they all start chanting, Violet.
No, they don't.
That Chog doesn't have a good ring to it.
No, they're just chanting halfling over and over.
No, they're only going to know me by halfling. I yelled my name to them just now, so they heard it.
They don't know that's a name. They just think you're just yelling halfling talk.
Name is Violetta Chalkwards, guys, and I rocked your world last night.
And they kind of just go back to eating.
Okay. Well, let's apologize to Toblin, and then maybe before we go, you can give a quick encore. And be sure to say your name this time. And
okay, I'll totally do that.
Okay.
So you go up to the counter where he is.
Hey, Toby! Ha, man, crazy time last night. Thanks for letting us stay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I heard some weird stuff from my wife this morning.
Oh, that was your wife? Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know, I made you that drink, and It must have been a little stronger than you're used to, because you just went right out. And we were trying to get you to bed. It's a misunderstanding, but everything's cool now. I just wanted to apologize for any misunderstandings.
The door behind the counter opens up, and you see Trilena just kind of standing there with her arms crossed, looking at you guys angrily.
I don't look at or acknowledge her. I'm talking to Toblin right now.
Toblin's
I feel like saying anything to her would just make things worse.
Okay, my wife said that you broke into her room and tried to attack her?
No. Hey, man, your door was unlocked. She must have forgot to lock it, and we were just trying to get you to bed. That's it. I didn't want you to, sleep on the floor. You get a crick in your neck, it's bad for your back. I spent many years sleeping on the floor because I grew up poor, so I know the kind of long-term damage that it can cause.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll forgive you. You might have to perform again next time you want to stay here, just to prove it. But...
okay.
I guess I'll believe you.
Okay, Halfling.
I heard a rumor recently, if you'd like to know it, for money.
What kind of rumor? And then I'll decide if I want to pay for it.
I heard about another halfling walking that came through town. We almost never see him. So, do you all know each other?
Ooh, yeah, wow. Okay. That seems kind of racist, but that's okay.
Give me 5 gold, and I'll tell you what I know.
I pull out my little bag.
I think you should try to barter with him.
Oh, how about 2?
How about I don't tell you the rumor?
Okay, how about 5?
How about 5, yes. I will take 5 gold.
Is that really a good use of your money?
Yeah, I can't tell you guys about it. It's really private and personal and sad.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, well,
possibly.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, it could just be another halfling, but hopefully it'll be worth your money.
He pockets 5 gold pieces that you have handed to him, and he tells you, so about a week ago, a halfling with bagpipes came in.
Another one?
We haven't seen him in a while. I think he might have been captured by the Red Brands. That's a gang that just rolled into town a few weeks ago. They've been just taking over buildings and everything. It's just been a mess. But I haven't seen him. He said he's going to stay here for a while. I guess they got him.
What's his name?
I don't know that. I saw him walk around town. It's easy. You're not going to miss a halfling carrying bagpipes. And for it to happen 2 times in 2 weeks, it's pretty crazy. I figured you may know him since you are also a halfling with bagpipes.
I think I do. So thank you very much. And I would be happy to do another morning performance on the house.
We don't perform in the morning. But tonight,
I'll do it.
If you get tired tonight, that'll be good. In the morning, everyone's hungover. They don't want to hear anything.
Okay, we'll come back because they need to know my name.
We'll see you, everybody.
Bye, Toblin.
Bye.
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 And we just cut ahead to 10 minutes later.
Okay. You're just standing there. You're not even moving. You're just standing there waving and saying bye. Sildar, again, just kind of stares at you guys like, what are you doing?
Bye.
Okay, so we finally get outside, and I turn to Sildar and say, so how are you feeling, buddy? After a good night's sleep, are you back up and at 100%?
Oh,
ready
yeah.
To tell us things?
Much better. And he's like jogging in place and doing jumping jacks and show off all the energy he has.
Sildar, ooh.
That's impressive.
Look at you.
I'll let you know a little. I'll let you know what Gundren told me. So you know that big wagon that you still have with you of mining supplies?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we're supposed to take that to a place called Lion Shields. Because that's where he was trying to deliver it to in the first place. But his plan was to establish a sort of supply base here, because we heard that some kind of secret mining area around here that may have lots of riches.
Interesting.
And he's working with his brothers to try to find all that. But Gundren has the map. So we'll have to get him back if we're going to help him with that.
So where is Lion's...
Lion Shields?
Yeah.
Lion Shields? Oh, that's one of the places in town. But before we save Gundren, I think we should probably help with that Red Brand problem. Because if we save Gundren and the town's taken over, we can't set up a supply base here.
Well, don't you think we should go rescue Gundren immediately?
They'll probably keep him alive. He won't give up the information easily. He's tough. And if they kill him, they'll have no way to get it.
Yeah, but he's probably being, like, tortured.
But even if we save him, he won't get to do the thing he wants to do.
If this place but he'd be take... alive.
But what if these guys find the mining stuff first?
And, like, not being tortured.
He's fine.
How long have you known him? Are you guys, like, friends?
No, not really.
Okay, so clearly it doesn't matter. He's one of my oldest, closest friends. So, I don't know. I would like to save him as soon as possible. Although, I mean, if we could knock out this Red Brand problem, like in under a day, maybe it would be worthwhile.
I mean, I don't even know.
We are already here.
I don't even know where the castle is.
That's
where he's
true.
Been taken.
That is true. That is true.
And I need to know in case I knew that halfling.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think it might be a family member of mine.
Oh.
My only one I have left.
Would you like to share a deep personal secret with us, Violetta? We have been through so much together.
Oh, that was my deep dark secret.
Oh, so it's your, like, are you guys twins? Is a sibling?
He's my uncle.
Okay,
my
is he
parents
the one that
were
you?
Massacred.
Did he teach you to play bagpipes? Is that why you do that?
He did. And I've heard stories of him since then, and he's just really inspired me. He's taught me everything I know about music.
How long has it been since you've seen him?
Like 17 years.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, how old are you?
29.
Well, I guess really we gotta save this dude.
Thanks, guys. We really are a gang now.
Sildar, again, is just watching this happen. He just, like, shakes his head. Like,
Sildar.
He shakes his head just to say, like,
didn't this move you?
How did Gundren get mixed up with these three?
Okay, guys, so what is our next move? We need to learn more about this Red Brand gang.
Sildar jumps in and says, I might know something about that.
Ooh, let's
Sildar.
Hear it, Silly.
Adults are talking, Sildar.
Okay.
No, okay, please share your information with us.
I think you all should check out a few of the local shops. I've been here before. I can tell you where the most knowledgeable people are. And they might know something about the Red Brands if they experienced it.
Okay, all right.
Also, if you wouldn't mind, I have a side quest for you.
It's an interesting language for you to use, but okay. Tell us about your side quest.
I am a member of the Lord's Alliance. We try to make sure that civilization is pretty secure through action. No matter what, we just want to make sure civilization stays civilized. Which is why I care so much about this Red Brand threat here.
Wait. What does that mean, stay civilized?
Through action.
Well, like, when there are a bunch of Red Brands attacking a town, we won't hesitate to try and stop it. Because they're ruining
the town. So, like, you would fight them? That's what you're saying? You will throw
down? I will. Well, another member, a friend of mine, a member of the Lord's Alliance... he was last seen exploring the large manor in town you probably saw when you came in about 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's short, dark-bearded human wizard in his 30s. His name's Yarno.
Yarno?
I-A-R-N-O. Not like he's made of yarn.
Oh. Okay.
So if you don't mind checking that place wizard out later, maybe find out what happened to him, see if he's okay.
I can do that.
And where'd you say you found
At the large manor on the hill in town. Trisindar Manor.
Okay, I'm not
Large Manor.
Large Manor, okay.
But if you want to know where to go to check out the Red Brand stuff, I have a list of places you could check out.
Is one of them a tavern? They might know me because of my Valkyra status and perhaps would be more willing to help us.
No, these are mostly shops and farms.
Okay, later we should check out that tavern though, guys. Okay, well, tell us where...
We totally should.
Now we got...
So wait, what's the thing called that you're a part of?
The Lord's Alliance. And if you impress me, maybe I'll let you join it.
So, wait, does that mean you are a lord and you have aligned yourself with other lords?
We are aligned with the lords.
I was thinking, like, Jesus lord.
No, like lord and lady lord.
Oh, okay. Jesus. He's this guy I know.
He's a halfling. wizard.
Yeah, he's like a restaurateur carpenter.
Does he go by Yarno?
Yeah, but he also runs restaurants. He's really good at cooking. He specializes in, like, seafood.
Yeah, and bread.
Yep, those are the two.
Yeah, so if you impress me and help out with the Red Brands, maybe you can be an agent of the Lord's Alliance, too. We just want to bring law and order back to the towns in the area.
Well, that sounds intriguing. I turn to Violet and whisper, like, hey, we should infiltrate the Lord's Alliance and then overthrow it.
Yeah!
What are you guys whispering about?
We were just talking. Hey, buddy. Hey, Silver, Sildar. Happy birthday, dog. I know it's your birthday.
No.
High five. Boom, boom, boom. 52.
I found out this morning that it was actually about a month ago. I was there longer than I
thought. Aww.
I was only there for 2 days, but I lost a lot of track of time.
I guess, man. Well, belated happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, here are the places you should check out. Maybe they'll know something. We have Barthen's Provisions. There's like a general store in town. We have Edermath.
Wait. Let me get my pen out.
Your quill?
My quill.
Barthen's Provisions.
I'm just going to dip it in some ink. I'm ready.
All right. What are you using as like a surface? Because you're all standing outside now.
My hand?
Ow!
I'm just writing on the back of my hand.
Yeah, Barthen's Provisions. We got Edermath Orchard. They might know some stuff at the orchard. We have Lion Shield's Merchant Company. And the Phandalin Miner Exchange. Miner as in mining, not as in little kid trading.
Wait, Lion Shield what?
Merchant Company.
And I thought it was a merchant exchange.
That's the miner exchange, where we trade miners.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, wait, what? Oh, no. Right. Okay.
Wait. Like the coal miners?
The miner exchange, they bring their ores, and they get paid. They trade the ore for the money.
Oh, yeah.
You should probably call it like a mineral exchange, then.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, okay. Well, I know you didn't name it. I'm just saying that miner exchange...
I'm not from town.
A negative ring to it.
You go tell whoever owns that place that.
Where are you from originally, Sildar?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from nowhere. I'm more of a drifter.
Oh, okay, cool. Me too.
Like a mercenary drifter.
Well, not me. I'm not a mercenary.
Oh. Well, I'm part of the Lord's Alliance. Like, my job's to go from town to town, taking care of business.
What kind... What is the structure of the Lord's Alliance? Are you like higher up, or are you just like an entry level Lord?
I'm trusted
Alliance
enough
member?
To be able to recruit new members when I see him and to go places solo.
Who's your leader?
I don't think I should tell you that until I trust you.
Okay.
You don't trust us yet?
Also, Ben has not looked
we
it up yet.
We saved you.
We saved your life.
Ben does not have an encyclopedic knowledge of the Lord's Alliance at this moment. So, by the time he trusts you, maybe he will know about him.
Okay, fair enough. And I've got like a million things in my mind at once. Now I turn to Violetta and say, hey, what was the name of your uncle again? Tee-hee-hee-hee. Is that the name? Huh? What?
Fixington.
Fixing things?
Fixington Fiennes.
Okay. Beautiful.
Fixing fannies?
That's what he does.
Do we wanna check in on this guy, or do we want to go find the Red Brand people?
I will remind you still have the wagon load of provisions behind you.
Oh. What should we do with that?
It's still in town. You, You were hired to bring it to Lion Shields.
Oh.
Oh, well, we should just deliver that then.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, and then we can ask questions while we're there, because that's a place that may know about the Red Brands.
Okay, so yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the Red Brand thing, and then we can also, while we work on that, maybe we can track down your uncle. And then we'll worry about the wizard in the large manor another time.
All right, well, I'm going to go hang out at the Town Master's Hall. And so meet me over there after you're done with everything.
You don't want to hang with us, Sildar?
No, I mean, I can do jumping jacks, but I'm still kind of tired. I probably shouldn't have done all those. I'm kind of exhausted.
Probably not the best.
Riz, okay. Hubris.
Anyway, my job isn't to fight, but to kind of rally the town to see if they can start fighting and be independent when I'm not here. So I have to go talk to the town master, which is mayor.
Okay. So wait, where are you going again? Like the town hall, basically?
Yeah, the town master's hall. It's made of big stone walls, with a pitched roof, bell tower.
Okay.
If you hear the bell, that's where it is.
Gotcha.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
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 He just walks backward, waving and saying bye, until you can no longer see him.
We walk towards him.
What? Why? So we can keep saying bye.
Follow him all the way back. We're just giving you the proper goodbye.
He starts turning around, just running.
No, come back.
Will the party manage to stop the Red Brand threat? Can they help Sildar find his friend Yarno? And will Violetta be able to find the other halfling? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.